Welcome to Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Charney, and today we're going to give you a random sampling of the best TVs of 2016. We're going to be talking about new cell phones coming up, along with a laundry folding robot. First, I want to give a little bit more information about some of the TVs coming up. I'm going to give you a random sampling of kind of what's the best TVs coming up, what's the, you know, good cheap TVs. But first, I want to give you a little heads up of what you should look for when it comes to televisions. And one of the number one things that everybody's going to tell you is don't buy any TV with less than 1080p resolution. What they call that now is that's full HD. Especially now with the 4K TVs coming up, a 1080p TV is probably the lowest resolution you want to look for. And for example, a standard definition television is 720 by 48. Now, that what that is that's pixels. Now, if you have a computer that's actually in the display settings on Windows, and if you know it says 720, like 1280 by something, that's what that's actually describing. And so standard definition is 720 by 480, full HD, which is 1080p, is 1920 by 1080, and the new 4K resolutions, that's 4096 by 2160. That's roughly double, or a little bit more than double, of full HD resolution. And another thing you don't want to do is don't buy a television with less than 120 hertz refresh rate. Now you'll see, was it 220, 210 or 220, something like that refresh rate. And the best way to describe that is if, say, for example, you imagine like an action sequence and say the guy's running and there's an explosions and all sorts of things happening. Now what you're looking for when in that action sequence is if you look under his arms or his legs or around even his head, depending on what he's doing, as you'll see little artifacting, like little jagged lines or something that doesn't look right, that's because that television is probably has a 60 hertz refresh rate. Now, you want to get a TV that's 120 or greater because it's going to be smoother. It's just going to look better and crisper. Now, another one of thing, and I did talk about this in an earlier episode, was if you want a TV that's future-proof for a while, you're going to want to get a 4K TV. And there's some amazing 4K TVs out now, the LG, Vizio. There's a Chinese company called Hisense that actually makes a very pretty televisions. There's another company to take a look at. I know Walmart sells them, for example, and they're actually decently priced. And the other one is an OLED TV looks better than a typical LED LCD TV, but they're also more expensive. Now, OLED is an organic light-emitting diode, and they've been around, the technology has been around for a while, but they are just extremely expensive. But if you ever get a chance to see one, they will always look better than an LED LCD TV. You've got to see them. They're actually quite amazing. And other thing you're going to want to do is ignore contrast ratio specs, like manufacturers will fudge the numbers. Basically saying, oh, this TV has this and this TV has that. More or less, I just recommend trusting your eyes. Now, there's a couple of things going against your eyes, just so you know, is for one, the lighting in stores. They're really bad for televisions. And so what they generally do is they kind of jack up the picture so they're brighter and they're just brighter than they normally would. But you can kind of see which TV just looks better. If you're taking out, like, you know, the 60 hertz, for example, there's the jagged lines. Nothing looks smooth. The colors look weird. But on another TV, even though you know the colors are off, it still looks better. You're going to want to get the television that looks better to your eyes. And what you're going to do is the other thing. And this is probably what I'm about to say is probably the most important. You're going to look for a TV that has at least four HDMI outputs. Excuse me, have at least four HDMI ports. The reason why is nowadays everything uses HDMI. So if you're going to use your DVD player, say a Roku, a Chromecast, or plug in your laptop, you don't want to have an HDMI switch. So if you're buying a new TV, you want to look for one within your price range that has the most HDMI ports. You know, but this is all going to be accumulated with what you like, what you don't like. This is all just kind of an aggregate of what's the best for you. And we've talked about this, is most TVs are smart TVs. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of smart TVs, but pretty much every TV nowadays that you're going to buy of any sort of price range, you know, so pretty much like 500 up, are all going to be smart TVs. There are TVs that are cheaper that have smart TV capable features, but don't be fooled by smart TVs. Everything pretty much has those features. And the bottom of the list, it tells you, you know, buy a soundbar. And the reason why that is because speakers are now in the back. Now, back in the day when you got the CRT TVs, the older style, speakers were always in the front. Now, speakers in the back, the sound quality does get muddled. If you don't have like a surround sound system, you're really going to want to get a soundbar. The benefit about that is it really does make it louder, it makes it crisper, it makes it cleaner. And the coolest thing about a lot of soundbars now is they have extra features. So you can stream your Bluetooth. There's one I've seen that has a Bluetooth connectivity. So you can just connect your phone to it and your TV's off, but your soundbar's on. You can listen to TV. And so there are a lot of features that you can get. So same thing with the TV. Find something that really matches what you want, that really matches your needs. I like having things that do more than one thing. I like multitaskers. I like things that's the best bang for your buck, no matter the price. To me, that's important. Now, the random sampling I'm talking about, this is pretty much the best budget TV, the best 40-inch TV, and the best 65-inch TV. This is, like I said, this is kind of a very random assortment of things for you. And one of the ones is, it's an Insignia Roku. What Insignia is that's the Best Buy house brand, if I remember correctly. Now, the TV, it's a 50-inch TV, according to what's on the list. And it's a LCD, it's an LED LCD. And the resolution is 3840, so it's 3,840 pixels by 2160, that's pretty much near 4K quality. It's not 1080p, which is 1920 by 1080. Now, here's the issue. It's a 60 hertz refresh rate, which for the best bang for your buck on a budget TV, that's not bad. This TV is $499, but it's not 60 hertz refresh rate. So what you're going to do when you purchase this TV, you're going to say, this is the size I want. This has the HDMI ports I want, which is 4. It's even the resolution you want, which is nearly 4K, but it doesn't have the refresh rate. Now, this is all something you're going to have to think about. It's like, okay, when you come up to TV, I'd say, for me personally, I'd rather pay a little bit more and get something that's 120 hertz refresh rate. But it's 100% up to you. Now, the coolest thing about that TV, it does have Roku built in, which if you know me at all personally, I'm a giant fan of the product. Now, for the best 40-inch TV, it's $299. Screen size is 40. And for some reason, I got to apologize. They didn't actually include the make of this television, and I don't know why. The link will be in the show notes, so maybe in the process of writing all my show notes down, it got removed. Best 65 inches, $1,498. It's a 65-inch TV. It's 4K quality. You know, so whatever this is, now there's a couple of places you can buy television. You know, of course, you can go to Walmart, Best Buy. If you're in California, you get Fry's Electronics. Now, whatever you do, when you get a TV, what you're going to want to do is, first thing I recommend, just staring at it. Just watch the pre-roll or the ads are going on it, and you can kind of compare. No, likewise said, with the lights are bad and the color contrast is maxed up a little bit. There are things you can look for, like refresh rates. I recommend taking a look at the blacks, for example. Are the blacks inky? Now, this is, by the way, most TVs you see on the wall, they're demo units most of the time. But look how the blacks look. Look at this. And if it doesn't tell you on the paperwork, generally there's like a tag at the bottom that tells you how many HDMI ports there are. If you can, you know, move it a little bit. Take a look at the back. I also recommend taking a tape measure with you. Now, the reason why this is, say if you have a space for a 65-inch TV and you really want this awesome 65-inch TV. It has everything you need. It's the right price, but it doesn't look like it'll fit. You bring the tape measure and you say, okay, from bezel to bezel, which is corner to corner, you'll see, oh, this is not going to fit. Different TVs, different manufacturers are actually kind of getting rid of the bezel. The bezel, I don't know if you've noticed in stores, is actually shrinking over time. Pretty much it looks like it's a bigger screen, which is one of the things I like, and I don't really need a giant bezel. So tape measure is the number one thing I always recommend, because that way it helps you figure out if it's really going to fit. Because if there's a 65-inch TV you want and it's honestly 70 inches. Now we're coming up to a break. Now, after the break, we're going to be talking about some new cell phones that are coming down the pike.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Now, the first cell phone we're going to be talking about is an AT&T exclusive phone, and it's the Galaxy S7 Active. Now, if you don't know what that is, the S7 Active is pretty much, it's the beefier version of the S7 line. Because you've got the Edge, you've got the standard S7, and you've got the Active. The Active has a little bit beefier case, it's a little bit more rugged, allegedly it's a little bit of water resistant. Now, they say waterproof or water resistant, but the thing is, it's pretty much, it's like a quick dunk. Say if you drop it in the sink, you drop it in the toilet, you pick it up real quick, dry it off, you should be good. That's pretty much what they mean. The feel of it is a little, according to this, of what I read, it's a little thicker, a little taller, and a little wider than the standard S7 or the S7 Edge, which is not surprising because the rugged factor built in. I'm using air quotes here. So here's the interesting thing about it. So the S7 Active is a 5.1-inch Super AMOLED display. It's quad HD. The resolution is 25660 by 1440. That's a resolution of roughly 570 ppi, which is pixel per inch. Now, the camera is a 12-megapixel with a 1.7 lens. And if you look at previous phones, it hasn't changed all that much within the S7 line. But what that lets you do is the lens is actually designed so it lets more light in. So it may be the same megapixel, but the lens is designed so it actually improves the quality. Don't let camera size and megapixels fool you on cell phones. All because it has less megapixels doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad or worse camera than other ones in that price range. Now, the front is a 5-megapixel. That's really about standard. Now, the battery, according to this, it's a 4,000 milliamp hour capacity battery. Now, most cell phones from what I've seen throughout my career is they're roughly 1,800 to 3,800. It does vary. This is a little bit in the higher end on some of the cell phones in battery life. And pretty much what that means is you're just going to be able to use it longer in day-to-day life without having to recharge it. And when it comes to cell phones, you can only charge them so much before it starts affecting the battery's charge length. It has the Snapdragon, if I remember correctly, is the, it's like basically the graphics card. It's an 820 Snapdragon. It's a quad-core 2.15 gigahertz processor. A little bit of a sidebar, but I remember when the 75 megahertz Intel Pentium processors came out. The fact that we have a quad-core processor and a cell phone is still absolutely amazing. It has 32 gigabytes of internal storage, along with having a micro SD slot. Now, with Android phones, it's very common. You'll find them. If you do buy this phone, what you're going to want to look for, and far as SD goes, is some phones are capable of handling 32 gigabytes or less, some 64 or less, some 128. So if you do get a micro SD card, make sure you read the instructions or somewhere on the book that actually tells you which one you can buy. And I always recommend getting the biggest that the phone will support, because you can never not have enough space. Trust me on this one. And it comes in three colors. I don't know how many people actually shop by colors. I usually just get black. But it comes in sandy gold, titanium gray, and green camo. The green camo is actually kind of cool. Still not really my thing. I mean, like I said, I usually just get the standard black or space gray or whatever it would on the iPhone. My 6 Plus is that. It's pretty much the standard space gray. And the other one, the other one I'm talking about is a Droid Turbo. That is, and unfortunately, this is the cooler looking of the phone. This one happens to be a Verizon exclusive, and it's a guy who's on AT&T. It's kind of a bummer. Now, the phone is the Motorola Droid Turbo 2. Sorry, it's a tad bit of a mouthful. Now, it's a 48-hour battery, and they say it's a high-capacity 3760 milliamp hour battery. They say it'll last for a couple of days. The caveat to that is what you're doing with it. If you're surfing the internet with it, you're watching YouTube videos, listening to music, it's not going to last as long, no matter what they say. This stuff just uses power up. It has what they're called shatter shield technology for the display. It's supposed to be one of the latest and greatest anti-break technology when it comes to screen. The screens like Gorilla Glass and type of thing. I don't really know how strong it is. I'm going to be interested to see how well it actually lasts. I have a case for my iPhone, for example, and I've been really lucky. I still think if you have a good case and maybe a screen protector, it'll save you a lot more than just the naked phone, personally. They say it's water repellent. Same thing with the S7 Active. It's pretty much you dunk it in the toilet, you get it in the sink. That's the only way it's going to last. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see how well they actually work in real life. Just like the S7 Active and this one, they say they're waterproof or water resistant. I don't really believe claims, but the best thing, if it really is, it's going to save you from getting a new having to buy a new phone. It comes with an ultra powerful quad core Snapdragon 810, similar to the one it uses in the other phone. Now, this one says it has a 21 megapixel camera, which is like almost double of the S7 Active. The S7 Active had a 12 megapixel. This one has a 21 megapixel camera. I'm hoping I get to see some of these phones in real life. The problem with the megapixel number is all because something says megapixel doesn't mean it's better. You could have a 1,000 megapixel camera, and honestly, depending solely on the lens, it could be horrible. Now, granted, something with 1,000 megapixels would be better than 12 or 21, but you get the picture. So buyer beware. Read more reviews. And I always recommend, no matter what you're buying, if you're buying a laptop, if you're buying a cell phone, honestly, even if you're buying like clothes, for example, always read. Always find reviews. Generally, what I recommend if you're going to do reviews, and this is a little bit of a sidebar, go through a couple of top-rated ones, go through a couple of middle ones, and then go to the 1-star to 0 stars and read those. Those generally give you the worst case scenario. And, you know, go from there and say, okay, I can tolerate this, I can tolerate that. You know, see, you'll definitely see. And most of the bad ones are rare. Now, the screen is a 5.4-inch AMOLED display. It's 256 by 1440. It's roughly 540 megapixel per inch. So, like I've asked you before, what to you is the perfect cell phone? I keep saying I'm an iPhone guy. Part of the reasons I've just bought so many apps at this point, switching would be expensive. What is your needs for a cell phone? Now, I really do wish that Apple would have an expansion slot on a phone. The best thing about Android-based phones is you can get 128, 32, 64 gigabytes. It just adds more storage. I like the size of the iPhone. The 4.7 and the 5.1, I think it believes, on the S7 Active is not a bad size screen. What I like about both of these are a little bit of a tougher phone. That's one of the reasons why when I was considering switching to Android, I was considering getting the S6 Active because I like a phone that's a little tougher. I am hard on everything. I legitimately beat the tar out of everything I have. Matter of fact, my current phone is the first time I haven't switched multiple cases. I still have the first OtterBox Defender case that I purchased, which is really rare for me. I seem to go through them like Pez. I say that the difference between these phones, in all honesty, is not a whole lot. They're very similar in specs. A little bit of better processor, maybe better graphics on one. You know, maybe better protection quality in the S7 Active versus the Droid 2 Turbo. One has a better camera, one doesn't. Now, this right here, it's all your choice. And granted, all these phones are around the same price. And with Android phones, it's a little bit harder to kind of get what you want. Because with Apple, you pretty much, you know, you don't really have a choice. It's kind of the Henry Ford model of cell phones is you can have whatever phone you want as long as it's, you know, an iPhone. And I have talked about the rumors that are coming up when it comes to the new iPhones. It's in a couple of previous episodes. Give a listen. Tell me what you think about that, by the way. And we are coming up to a break. And after the break, we're going to be talking about a laundry folding robot. Everybody's dream?
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
welcome back. And this seems like a solution looking for a problem. It's an $800 laundry folding robot. And this, the pictures of this thing, it looks pretty big. This doesn't look like it's small. So what it is literally it folds laundry. It can handle underwear or oversized items such as bed sheets, which pretty much means it can fold everything except for socks, it looks like. So you're still going to lose that one sock. So it seems a little bit of a waste to me, but I think it's the wacky, and it's nearly $1,000. Let's see, there's also another one based off of, it's called Laundroid. It's by a Japanese company, and it is a folding machine about the size of the refrigerator. And it says, unlike Foldmate, the one by the Japanese company, you can just dump clothes in. Now, I remember when iRobot came in and they had this automated vacuum that daily just constantly vacuums your floor. That, to me, seems handy. It seems like it's useful. But do you need a laundry folding robot? Do you have so much laundry that you just need to put stuff into it? By the way, if you do, the Japanese company one seems a little bit more interesting because at least you can kind of like dump clothes into it and not have to. I'm not sure. I'm thinking by the pictures, it looks like you insert the clothes like an ATM card, you know, just kind of put it in there and it sucks it in. By the way, what happens when it sucks a little too hard? If something happens, are you going to ruin your favorite shirt, blouse, or pants? I mean, something seems like a tad bit on the sketchy side to me personally. What happens if things go south on you with that? The next story I have is a little bit more on the strange side, just like this. It's, I really don't get this. It's the handy portable microwave that will change the sad desk lunch game forever. I don't know if I want something that generates radiation on my desk besides a computer monitor. I mean, this really does seem like something you'd see at the fair. You know, hurry, hurry, hurry. It's, jeez. I'm going to read this story, and I'll try to do it in my announcer voice just because I think it's funny. You see, the microwave has been in constant use from 11 to 12, and you can't find a moment to slip your lunch in. To get by 2 p.m., you get hungry, you might cry. Find that the microwave is free. I'm sorry, I can't keep those. I really don't get this. This is the strangest thing ever. According to this, it's a company called Wavy, W-A-Y-V, has created the world's first portable microwave. Aren't microwaves portable? I haven't seen the one the size of an oven since I was a kid. You can easily heat up anything lunch without having to get up to your coworkers and wait in the queue. So it's, by the way, this is by metro.co.uk. If there's some wording you don't, it doesn't make sense. It's small and light enough to fit in your backpack. See, according to this, the Adventure Portable Microwave will launch in 2017, and each one will cost $119, which is roughly 83 pounds. A small price to pay for never having to use a microwave in your queue. What do you think? I'm still flabbergasted that somebody wants a portable microwave. I mean, isn't this how the Hulk became the Hulk? It just seems like a great way to irradiate your office. So we've got a laundry folding robot, and we've got something that releases radiation by your desk. I mean, what do you think? Is this something you need? Like I said, the iRobot thing I thought was cool, you know, because they have one now, at least last time I looked, that even mopped your floors, which, you know, I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. Personally, I like vacuuming, so I like clean floors. So I remember even going to CES four or five years ago, and they had this robot, and I kid you not, that did windows. Now, granted, this particular robot was for, like, skyscrapers, but it wouldn't be hard to modify it for everyday home use, and everybody hates doing windows, especially if your house is just straight glass. Is there any type of thing that you really hate doing that you wish they had? I know they have like a robot gardener that's like a robot lawnmower. You know, I think at this point they're kind of going to come up with a robot that walks the dog. So what do you want automated? What in your life do you hate doing that you just wish you had some sort of automaton to do it? I actually just want an automated laundry machine. I want to be able to dump my dirty clothes in it and at the end of the day just get nice, neat, clean, folded laundry. Instead of just the laundry folding machine, I want it to do everything. I just want to dump it in there, you know, like you do at the laundromat, hit a couple of buttons and boom, I can do whatever I want. At the end of the day, I got fresh, clean clothes. That to me would be the best thing to do. I'm still flabbergasted about a laundry folding robot, even though the more I talk about it, the more it seems like a cool idea. It seems a little bit to me that it's just like $1,000 for a laundry folder. I mean, I almost think that was a punishment when I was a kid. You did something bad, you're going to go fold the laundry. No. And isn't kind of that what kids are for? I mean, I don't know. Can you get kids to fold laundry? Can you get kids to do chores? I've been doing laundry since I was a kid, so just kind of used to it. Now, I'm kind of switching back and forth between stories, so kind of my apologies about this. So doing a little bit more reading about this portable microwave, it uses a rechargeable lithium-ion battery. So they do say it's ideal for camping and car trips and your desktop lunch. So what happens if something happens to the lithium-ion battery? Now lithium-ion batteries have been known, and it's rare. It's not super common, but they get hot and they explode and burst in the flames. It's happened on, laptops. I think it was a lady or a guy. I don't remember particularly much about the story, but literally the laptop just burst in the flames on the person's lap. It's happened, I think it was a cell phone or something, burst into flames on an airplane. Doesn't particularly sound safe to me. So what happens if you're in the middle of cooking a burrito and the battery blows up? Are you going to not only set everybody on fire, but microwave everybody? I mean, it kind of seems like a movie. Matter of fact, I think that is in a movie somewhere. Maybe it's one of the Hellraisers. Well, in all honesty, what do you think? Is this something that you would do? Now, you can get a hold of us through the Facebook page. If you type in Golden State Media Technology Podcast, you'll find our Facebook page. And a comment on any of these stories I've done today, just to see if any of them are just wacky, interesting, you think it's not something that applies to your life. Is there a cell phone feature that you're really digging that they just don't have? A friend of mine has a cell phone that has an IR sensor built in. I kind of wish the iPhone had that. I love the idea of being able to change channels with my cell phone. The only thing is, what's the battery? What's it going to do to the battery life? Now, what I want everybody to do who's listening to me today, I want you to go to gsmcpodcast.com, and I want you to check out some of the other podcasts we have. We have a baseball podcast. We have a football, MMA, sci-fi, television, weird news. I want you to go there. But first, before you do that, I want you to go to the technology podcast page. I want you to hit the subscribe, and I just want you to listen. Listen, listen, listen. Matter of fact, if there's a news story that you really think that I should do, go to the Facebook page, which is Golden State Media Concepts. It's GSMC Technology Podcast. And send me a news story. Is there something that a piece of technology that I haven't seen that you're just amazed about, that you're awe-inspired by, that you gotta have it and you need me to know? I want to thank you all for listening. Now, the next episode, which is episode 8, we're going to be talking about more Apple rumors because WWDC is coming out. We're going to be talking about the real world and your cell phone. This is going to be something I think you're going to love because I thought it was interesting. And we're going to be talking about a flying drone taxi. Yeah, you heard me right. It's a drone, and it's a taxi. That means, well, you'll see. And I want to thank everybody for giving a listen today. And I want to make sure you go to gsmcpodcasts.com and subscribe to the Technology Podcast. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us all over the interwebs. Make sure you listen every week to get more latest and greatest news and more interesting technology from me, your host, Jonathan Charney. And I know there's stories that you're dying to hear from that I haven't seen. Do me a favor, go over to the Facebook page. It's GSMC Technologies Facebook page, and drop a link, a line, or so you can get a hold of us and give me that news story. Thank you again for listening. Make sure you go to gsmcpodcasts.com. And the next episode, we're going to be talking about Apple rumors, the real world and your cell phones, and flying taxis. Thank you for listening.